Good morning. The time is 8:16. You are listening to your listener-sponsored community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, right here in Sitka, Alaska, and it's time for our live local interview. I have three wonderful guests in the studio with me this morning. Megan Pasternak. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, Peter.
Lily Perez. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Sarah Jordan.
Hi there.
Good morning. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. We are here to talk about quilts, and I'm going to start with Megan. Megan, you are the show coordinator for the 42nd annual Ocean Wave Quilters quilt show that's coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
So tell me about the show.
It starts next week. We're hanging it. We're collecting this Saturday and Sunday. And then we're hanging the show on Friday the 9th. Then it opens that evening at 5. It'll be open from 5 to 8. And then the rest of the next day through the 18th, it's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except for Sunday the 11th is a Mother's Day tea from noon to 4. And then Sunday the 18th, it closes earlier at 3 p.m. Ooh. So we can get everything all.
Lots of details.
But
so the 9th
basically
through the
18th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day almost.
Okay. Okay, great. So you're coordinating this show. Lily, I'm going to talk to you a little bit because you're a new member of the Ocean Wave Quilters.
I am, yes.
So tell me, what's your involvement with this group?
Well, I moved to Sitka in August, and I had made one quilt in high school with heavy, heavy assistance from my aunt. And I went to the craft store and asked something quilt related, and they said, you should check out the Guild.
Ooh.
I was like, the Guild?
What's that?
So I went to the first meeting the next month, which I think was the September meeting, and I went by myself, and it was just... I mean, immediately I felt super comfortable, and everyone, you know, I moved here with like two suitcases, so I didn't have a sewing machine or anything, and people have been just so generous lending me sewing notions or fabric or even like a sewing machine to use. And so I just kind of got the bug, and it's been a super, super fun part of my time here.
Wow. So from what I hear, every quilter has an assortment, a collection of... Sarah's laughing over there.
It's called a stash, Peter.
Did you help enable Lily with this habit?
Here? I did. She
provide some gateway in, drugs
she
for her?
She shopped in my stash.
She shopped in your stash. What did she take? Do you remember?
Earth tones for her ocean wave quilt.
Mm-hmm. I took Ooh. A lot of scraps, and I also, you lent me a ruler and a rotating cutting mat, and you also helped me baste my first quilt, my first Sitka quilt, which was a baby quilt for my niece, so.
Okay, my first Sitka quilt. You have more than one Sitka quilt?
Oh, yeah, I've made like four or five.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're going to put some in the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Megan, let's talk about that. So what can people expect at the show? How many quilts? What do they look like?
We've had as low as 70. We aim for 100, 90
Ooh,
to 100.
Quilts.
Uh-huh. And they're all sizes and all styles. There's applique, there's hand piece. There's ones that are totally hand pieced and quilted, and there are ones that are applique. They're different methods of applique. They're different colors. They're different themes. It's just a big variety. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, is there an overriding theme for this show?
Yeah, and it's sassy.
Sassy. Who came? Sarah, did you come
Janine,
up with that?
She's the other coordinator.
Janine Holtzman.
And founder of the Guild.
So for people that don't know Janine, we should give a little shout out to her. Sarah, I'll ask you to do that. What's Janine's involvement?
Well, she's quilted for her whole life, but she started teaching people in Sitka in the early 80s and then decided that to have a quilt show to show the results of her class.
Ah.
And the first one I went to was actually in the old Russian bishop's house mm-hmm. before when it was still up on the jacks. They were leveling it, and it was all, you know, being remodeled, and the quilts were in there. And then we were in the Centennial Building for quite a few years until that remodel, and then we moved over to Whitmore Hall and then Fraser Hall. So it's been various venues, but the old wood in Fraser definitely shows off the quilts to a lovely advantage.
Great. So Fraser and Whitmore that you mentioned before, those are both on the Fine Arts campus, mm-hmm. of course, formerly the Sheldon Jackson College campus. So Megan, I'm going to ask you, what makes a sassy quilt?
Well, it's up to the person putting the quilt in. There are ribbons given for everybody attending the show can vote for three categories of their favorite small, medium, and large. It doesn't have to be the most beautiful one. It's just your favorite one. And then also for the theme, which quilt you think fits the theme the best, or which one of all the ones who people say that's a theme quilt for various and sundry reasons. Sarah over here is making one specifically for the theme because people like the ribbons. And, you know, it's a kind of a pat on the back. But it's not a competition. I reiterate that all the time. It's not a competition. It's not juried. We welcome everybody.
Sarah, can you describe your quilt a little bit?
Well,
if it's a sassy quilt,
my younger son owned a boat named the Sassy.
Oh.
And we happen to have a lot of photographs of that boat.
Oh.
And there is a process where you can put a piece of paper through your quilt, through your printer that has fabric on it.
Okay.
And you can print a picture on fabric.
Okay. It's like a sublimation kind of process, I guess, whatever
just,
that's called.
Yeah,
printed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so that's the beginning of my quilt is the picture of the Sassy.
So I would not have imagined a sassy quilt having a picture of a boat
I know,
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sassy's an interpretation. I mean, like, what was last year? Last year was I never thought, .. or ellipses. You should say. And so it was like your story, because everybody also turns a story in with their quilt, because every quilt has a story, whether it's, you know, this was made for my cousin, blah, 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 who was graduating from, you know, or this is something that I've always wanted to do, or as in last year, it's like, I never thought I'd get this one done.
Ah, type thing. Probably every quilter says that, right? So, Lily, I'm going to ask you. So, my understanding is that every quilt in this show will never have been displayed in the show before.
Correct.
So it's the debut for everyone. And of course, since you're relatively new and you've got four new quilts, so what are you thinking about submitting?
Oh, well, Sarah's seen my stories already because I submitted them. But well, they're all kind of different styles. I'll say, I don't want to give it away.
Well, of course not. But just give us a
tease.
I'm
surprised, but I'll say for each quilt that I've done, because I'm new to quilting, I've kind of picked my patterns or my blocks based on what will sort of teach me a new skill or a new method of construction or piecing or new style. So I have one quilt that is kind of more modern, a more modern sort of geometric design. I have one that is uses a very traditional block, the ocean wave block, which is also our eponymous block, right, for the guild.
Mm-hmm.
That one is very small and scrappy. And then I have another one that also uses kind of a traditional block, but for the quilting, I did curves, which was new. So the quilting is like a different step.
Okay.
And it's when you actually sew together the sandwich.
And that's the one that you sometimes contract out to other people to
you
do,
can,
right?
You can contract it out, but I've enjoyed doing it.
You've
so
done
far.
All of it. You're doing soup to nuts.
And we have some members who say that they quilt by checkbook, and that's just the way they do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's the lead quilter? Then the assembler or the final step person in town, is there someone that they
are several people who will quilt your quilt for you for a fee, and they usually have what's called a long arm machine that has rollers, and you can put up to a king size quilt on it, and then the machine moves instead of the quilt, and you pretty much have to make an addition onto your house to be able to have space for that machine.
And that's entirely a creation of its own, right? Because it may not be something that you see when you first look at the quilt from a distance, but when you look close and you see the design, it could be swirls.
It really
or geometric.
Adds a whole dimension to the quilt, I think.
So will people be able to get up close and personal with these, Megan?
Yeah, just no touching.
No touching.
We do have gloves if people, have a desire to see the back. Sometimes there's something different on the back. that some people would be. But the Mother's Day tea is Sunday the 11th from noon to 4. And there are cookies and tea. It's like a tea. It's, you don't have to dress up or anything. And then there was something else. Oh, the opening night, there's no refreshments there. But that's this next Friday, the 9th, from 5 to 8. And then it closes early on Sunday the 3rd, the 18th.
So the whole show is from the 9th to the 18th.
It's a 10-day show.
The notable events are the 9th, the opening. And again, this is at Fraser Hall on the Fine Arts campus.
Mm-hmm.
There's the tea on the 11th. And then generally speaking, it's open from 10
to
5.
10 a.m. to 5. And there's usually, there is someone sitting there or wandering through to make sure to answer any questions and make sure you're not touching the quilts.
Great. Well, where do people go if they want some more information, if they're interested in submitting a quilt, for example?
Well, Saturday and Sunday at Fraser Hall, this coming Saturday, the 3rd and the 4th, from 10 to 4, we'll be accepting quilts, and they have to have stories with them. And the votes from all the people's favorites will be tallied, and the ribbons hung after closing on Friday the 16th, so people can see who won.
Great.
They're not winners. They're all winners.
We'll use air quotes for one, the word one. Yeah, great. Well, great. Well, we are out of time already. This has been a pleasure. We've been speaking with...
And it's free.
And it's free.
Yeah,
there you go.
No admission.
Yeah, we've been speaking with Megan Pasternak. She's the show coordinator for this upcoming Ocean Wave Quilters show, May 9th through the 18th. Lily Perez, new member of the Guild, a dues-paying member, I hear. And luckily, since there are dues, we have Sarah Jordan, who is... I was going to say you're the treasurer. You don't collect the dues.
You don't want me to be your treasurer. No,
I'll remember that. So Sarah Jordan, the secretary. So thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. And if people have questions, they can call me, 907-738-2290. We also have a Facebook page.
Okay, all that good stuff. So thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you,
thanks,
listeners.
Peter.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And you're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:28. I'll be back right after this.